This is WHYY's Morning Edition. Good morning. I'm Jennifer Lynn. Small business owners and self-employed people across Pennsylvania are scrambling to figure out how to stay afloat during the coronavirus shutdown as part of Keystone Crossroads Embedded 2020 project. They caught up with people across the state to talk about adjusting to life during the pandemic. Miles Bryan has this update.
Good morning, world. How's everyone doing? How's everyone holding up? I hope everyone's doing well.
Mi Casa Su Casa Cafe is a center of communal life in the city of Reading. Most everybody stops by. But the shutdown means the cafe is closed to the public. It's just doing takeout and delivery. So co-owner Johanny Cepeda Freitas is connecting with her customers through Facebook videos like this one.
Anyway, we're here if you get hungry and if you need us, come on through, call us. Always a smile on our faces. You have a blessed day.
For Cepeda Freitas, staying positive is important. For one, she's a newly elected member of Reading City Council, and her constituents need her to be a steady voice right now. But there's another, more personal reason, too. She opened the cafe in 2007, and this shutdown feels a lot like the Great Recession. That time, she says, almost broke her.
I was devastated, hair falling out. It was that type of experience, emotionally, physically, and when I recovered from that, I made a vow that I would never, ever go through that again. This is why I'm playing mind games with myself, because I need to stay upbeat because I refuse to feel that way.
So Cepeda Freitas puts on a nice outfit and jewelry every day, even if it's just for cooking and answering the phone.
Hold on 1 second. Mi casa su casa, good morning. How may I help you? On a sub, a long roll. Yep.
Business is down 80%, and the cafe's future is uncertain. But Cepeda Freitas does have plenty of time right now to advise her constituents on the same small business loans she's scrambling to apply for and brainstorm other ideas to try and stay afloat.
You know, I have a list here of like paperwork and like bills. I'm going to start calling every bill and say, hey, what you got for me? Can you defer? Is there a payment plan? What can I do to survive?
In Chambersburg, a small borough in rural Franklin County, Barbara Lance Walker is looking to his customers for strength and support through the shutdown.
I don't know how many people have called, text, emailed, even, you know, stopped by my house just to check. Hey, we're just swinging by to say, hey, see how you're doing. Quite a few customers have said that they were going to continue to pay me like they were getting haircuts.
Walker's not worried about making it through the crisis. His wife makes good money in healthcare, and he runs the shop out of his house, so rent isn't an issue. But the closure means the area is losing more than just a good haircut. Politically, Chambersburg is a blue dot in a sea of red. Walker's barbershop is the rare place where folks who browse guns and ammo while waiting for a cut chat with those who'd rather pick up a book on mass incarceration. When news of the pandemic first started ticking up, Walker says a big chunk of his customer base was skeptical.
A lot of my friends who are right-leaning feel like it's a ploy to make the president look bad.
But Walker says that as the days have passed, more people in his area have started taking coronavirus seriously.
You know, Republican, Democrat, this thing has crossed all kind of lines. So I see something good coming out of it where people are really starting to pull together. And I'm hoping that it stays that way.
Yali Perez has taken coronavirus seriously from day one. She has lupus, putting her at extra risk. But that hasn't meant big changes for her work life. The Philadelphia resident is a freelance writer who already worked from home.
I have co-workers now. Like, I'm usually just, it's normally me and the dog at home. And now it's me, my mom, my son, the dog, and they're all using up the Wi-Fi.
Perez is one of the lucky ones. Her gigs writing about Japanese anime haven't been affected by the pandemic. But even if they are down the road, she's confident she'll make it through. It's a confidence born of age. Perez is 29.
As millennials, we're kind of like, we've survived Y2K, the recession, you know, all those, the wars, 9/11. It's kind of like, what's the coronavirus kind of going to do? Like, we've gotten through so much other stuff. We can totally get through this.
Perez, Walker, Cepeda Freitas, they all have different plans and coping mechanisms during this shutdown. But they're all confident they will get through it. At least for now. For Keystone Crossroads, I'm Miles Bryan.